Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we wanted to talk about how do you keep growing? Like what is it that you do that keeps you continuously educating yourself and growing as a person at work?
And there are many ways to do that, right?
So it's something that we wanted to propose. We can talk about what we do, but I'm always shocked at when I ask this question on an interview. I ask people, what are you presently reading? How do you keep yourself abreast of your industry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I frequently get the answer, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. And it's shocking to me that you're not learning and growing.
Right. So we're really saying don't be complacent. In asking the question,
what we're really saying, you should be growing. You should be working on yourself.
If you're not growing, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You've got right. You should. And if not, come here. I will shame you. Yeah, you have to be growing. I mean, it shows a lack of curiosity, a lack of caring, because every field is constantly growing and changing. And you know, some industries have requirements in order for you to keep your license. You have to constantly get credits so that you keep up to date. But many, many jobs don't have that.
Right.
So how do you do that?
Well, it's interesting. When we were talking about this earlier, I was thinking of growing even outside of the job, you know, that in some cases people may think, I don't really want to grow in my industry further. And yet there are ways when we were discussing the importance of this, that you can be stretching your brain, you know, increasing your skill set. And I was thinking of things like you may want to go for just a single course that's going to certify you in something, right? Or if you love photography or cooking or building things or languages, you could pursue some training, some classes, and those kinds of things. And then we were also talking about the whole thing of building your network, which you may not think of as growing, but continuing to build your professional connections, I think, is a form of growth.
I think any growing supports all aspects of your life. But I think anyone, if you know, you're not at the end of your career, and even at the end of your career, you should be reading and involved in your industry in a way that you don't get blindsided, that you didn't know something was going on or there was some new software or some new book out. So you do need to keep abreast of what's going on in your field.
And I was thinking there are specific ways you can do that too. Like if you join some kind of a task force or you join a research group of some kind, or even you joined, you know, the newest branch of some kind, some aspect of your industry. If you went to a meetup, let's say for artificial intelligence, if that's suddenly becoming something that everyone is talking about, that, it doesn't have to be just pulling out all the books and reading what you need to read. It could be also the exchange of ideas with other people in your industry.
Yeah. I mean, if you see changes happening, if you're just reading the news or you're reading a technology publication or, you know, you just see trends that are going on in other industries, they're most likely going on in yours too.
Right.
So you can be woken up to all kinds of things just by reading.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm a believer in that you should be reading current news, what's going on. You know, if you're a librarian, it might be a little different, but you still have to be reading current trends that are going on. I think, to me, cross industries is really helpful because your industry could be behind or it could be ahead, and it's good to know where your industry is.
Yeah.
So there's lots of new developments happening every day. So what you choose to read is what, you know, what will interest you. But it's really important, I think, that you should be growing professionally, but also your own personal growth. Mm-hmm. So whether you want to be a manager or you're a new manager, you should be reading books about management,
yeah,
or going to workshops or listening to podcasts or just learning about what that entails.
Right.
Because it's not going to just come to you from doing it. You also want to get some... It's been done before, mm-hmm, so why reinvent the wheel?
Well, yeah. I think that's a really interesting idea. And actually, I was thinking beyond inclusive of management could be self-management. Mm-hmm. In today's world, mm-hmm, managing the flow of information, prioritizing your work, finding ways not to be doing things 24/7, even learning something like mindfulness meditation, while that's not directly applied to your industry, it can be directly applied, right, to your work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that then you are able to focus your energy on learning more about what's happening. And, mm-hmm, you know, that you have like a pause or a moment where you can actually kind of nourish yourself with professional information. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have a client who signed up for the wrong course. Uh-huh. She thought she was signing up for a course on organization, just how to keep your desk neat, but mm-hmm, it turned out to be how to organize your whole life.
Oh, wow.
And at first she thought it was going to walk out. And then she realized that that she has this particular goal because she used to be an English teacher of writing a book.
Yeah.
And it's been in her head for a long time. Mm. And so she used that as the project and she walked out with real skills and a whole plan on how she could write her book.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember hearing that and thinking, you know, that was great. She really learned a lot in that 1 hour.
Right.
And there's a lot. If you're constantly, you know, making sure you're going to lectures and there's, uh-huh, most universities have free lectures that are open to the public. They could, right, be kind of academic,
yeah,
but they still expand the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
So growing as a person as well as, you know, growing your knowledge base within your industry, mm-hmm, growing yourself. I mean, as we grow up, we have to continuously feed ourselves, I think, with just new information. There's so much out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're just coming home from work and, you know, getting down some beers and playing video games and then going to bed.
Eating some chocolate.
Yeah, well, yeah, could be a lot of things. you might want to throw a little something else in there.
A little learning.
Yeah.
Well,
growing.
Let's add a little learning to that meal. You wanna?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a beer and talk. I don't know.
Right.
Well, actually, podcasts can be a good way to pick up information. I've become very fond of playing podcasts while I work out, and it's, uh-huh, it's really it's stimulating, you know, to listen. And for me, my learning curve, I mean, I've been taking courses, as Kathy and Logan know, in different areas of psychology. And every time I'm taking a course, I look at the world through that subject matter.
Yeah.
You know, so if it's family systems, I see all the family systems. If it's group therapy, if it's, you know, DBT, which is a whole technique. Anyway, it keeps informing the way that I'm looking at the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's really interesting.
I went to a lecture last week about artificial intelligence in your everyday life. And I thought I was going to be bored. Because there were a bunch of scientists, but it was fascinating.
You have to see Kathy's face when she said, go ahead.
But it was fascinating. I really got a lot out of it. And it was just all about how, you know, the algorithms, which now many of you listening may go, what do you don't know about that? But I didn't. So I learned a lot about the algorithms and how they're now trying to have emotions put into them. But right now there isn't that much emotion. I found that really interesting and I would do that again. I would, you know, listen to something like that again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, learning, going out of what your comfort zone is.
Yeah.
You know, like a lecture to me in science and math is not my first thing. But yet every time
I do. Very different from others.
Right, because we're so human-centered.
Yeah.
But every time I do, it makes me think differently about what I presently do.
Mm. So, and interesting when you're saying that, because, I mean, we're all allowed to have our dose of New Jersey housewives and... my 600-pound life, right?
Well, you're talking about my my TV consumption. What about you?
No, I'm worth Mr. Cliff. It's all science and science and math.
My God.
And pickers, American pickers. But actually, that's good because I learn about things I certainly would never be investigating on my own. Mm-hmm. No, but what I was going to say is we're not saying don't do those things. Don't enjoy those things. It's just if you went to a monthly lecture or tried, you know, a 4-session night class in something, that it's these continual installations of new knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a friend gave me a subscription to the Smithsonian, which I didn't even know was. And it's fabulous because it always talks about things that are not being talked about in the news. Mm-hmm. And I don't even, they just pick odd subjects. And I've learned so much from reading it. Now, some of it is a little heady. I don't read all of it, but I get through a lot of it every month. Keep it in the bathroom. Just a little heads up because it's not my priority. You know, it's just, okay, it's there. I'll look at it every morning.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, this is about opening your mind and trying to bring in new information.
Mm-hmm. What are the things that you do to grow, Logan? I know you're...
Well, there's a lot. To your point, there's so many free materials now. There's so much. That's just accessible. So podcasts, there's YouTube videos, there's... meditation, a lot of meditation apps now that people can use, and you can meditate for as low as like 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast actually that was saying that it's good to learn an instrument a new language or it just helps you use other parts of your brain that you wouldn't normally
use.
And you don't have to, you know, think that you're going to become like Beethoven or learn a language in like 3 months, but then it helps with memory and things like that. Board games, any board games that like help with memory.
Yes.
Yeah. I think having a sense of curiosity and participating really expands the way you see the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the message. Keep growing. Keep it going and keep it growing. We hope you join us next time on another My Crazy Office Overtime podcast. And until then, enjoy your growth.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.